Initial indication of holding against Eaton.
Still there?
So that's the second driver that had a penalty. Be the third penalty of the game for him. And it should be 10 yards from the spot, as I recall. So it's going to be second and, boy, about 20-some yards from the looks of it. About 25. So we got to work for this first down. They've been throwing the short possession type passes. We'll see if they air it out. Three to the right. Three receivers, that is, to the right. No backs. He rolls right. Throws back against the grain. Two receivers open. Touchdown. Very nice. Good arm strength on that. He rolls to his right. Looks back to the left. Throws against the grain. He had two receivers there. Could have got to either one of them. Both of them had their man beat. Can line up for the extra point. Okay, I got them ready for play. There's a snap. And it's good. Puts Eaton up 14-7.
It's good. Yeah. 4:39 left in the first quarter. Score is 8-14. Pacifica News 7.
Excuse me. Not mowing the lawn today, so kicked up a lot of dust, a lot of pollen. So if I cough or sneeze, that's the reason why. Yeah, both teams huddled up on the sidelines. And both kickoff receiving teams getting set up.
Two people that I didn't announce or introduce before the game that are very vital to our athletic program. Our trainer for the high school, Lori Oda, does an outstanding job. She and her crew that help out mainly the football game, but serve all the athletes. And our team doctor, Dr. Jill Bosworth. We thank him very much for their help and their assistance.
There's a kick. This time it kicks over to the left. Fielded right around the 16-17 yard line. We're going to sit up on the 30. Okay, tip breaks the huddle. They're set up in double wing, split left. Got a back cover to the right, and they stopped. They had a good read. Hey, the running back cut to the inside. He's trying to sweep around the end and cut it up, and maybe lost a yard on that. About 4 minutes left in the quarter.
Come on, kid. Come on, kid.
So you have two backs in the backfield. Movement in the backfield.
Flag on the play. The legal procedure.
Fullback forgot the count, so it's going to cost him 5. So it's going to put him about second, about 16. Looked like it was going to be a running play. Now we'll have to wait and see. Change mind since they got long yardage. And we split left. Double wing.
5 yard penalty. Second to 16.
Motion left. And we got flags again.
I couldn't tell. Delay of game.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they're really hurting. The delay of game. Gonna make it second
21.
Yep, second 21, as this announcer just said. So I might have a chance to see what kind of arm this quarterback has for Tip City. It's gonna be hard to run for all that. Split left, double wing, motion left. He's rolling to his right. He's gonna get sacked. Nice job by Eaton defense. That put him back about the 9-yard line, just inside
third,
the 10.
A whole bunch.
It's third and forever. See if he just plays it safe, calls a running play, and punts the ball away. It's going to be hard to pass for all that. Eaton's going to be sitting back waiting for a pass. So we'll see what he does. Split left. Slot left. And he gives. Gets back line of scrimmage. So this will be the first punt.
Very little game. So he's again fourth and a whole bunch.
A little bit of discussion out there in the field. Not too sure what's going on. All right, it's like Tip said, he calls a timeout. Maybe they want to make sure they have the right personnel out there. Again, since this is a scrimmage, it's probably not going to be returned. They'll probably blow the ball dead as soon as it's touched by the receiving team.
Schedules, there are some available in the.
And generally, you're not allowed to rush the kicker.
Pick a box.
That's usually another rule that I have in scrimmages.
Target schedules.
Both teams have a fair
Target
number of players.
It's
hard to count numbers, but I'm sure probably both squads got to be around 40, 50 kids anyhow, just from taking a quick glance. I'm sure we'll see the JVs later on. All right, it's like you're getting set back up. Both teams line up. Just got to get them ready for play. There it is.
Keep it up, Daniel.
And there's a snap and a kick. And about midfield is caught. Maybe about a 35, 40-yard kick.
The Eagles will take over first and 10 at the 43-yard line of Tippecanoe.
So they begin this possession inside of Tippecanoe territory. Both teams are getting organized. Looks like Eaton's going to have a single running back. Two slip to the right, two to the left. All right, those are ready for play. We have motion to the left. Sets up, pumps.
Come on!
Oh.
Get there, man!
Incomplete pass. Looks like the running back was coming out of that backfield there. Out there in the flats and just looked like he had it in his hands, just couldn't hang on to it. That's something I noticed the scrimmage, very few drop balls. They got pretty good receivers on the Eaton side. Here's the snap. Looks to his right, pumps in the middle. Could have been pass interference, but there's no call. Looks like the defender got there a little bit early, but no call on that. So yeah, made contact receiver.
Lynn Lurley.
As he was in the air.
It's preseason.
Okay, he's set back up. It's third and about 10.
Go, 5-5.
We got a roll to the left. Nice, quick release for first down. Got about 12 yards out of that. Just enough for a first down. Receiver knew where to go on that pass play to get the first down. sometimes a young receiver won't know where the first down marker is.
13 yards on that pass play.
A little short, but that was good for about a 12-yard gain. Fresh set of downs about the 31-yard line. Single back. There's a snap. He's looking. Throws in the middle. A little bit behind the receiver.
Incomplete. Incompletion. There's a second and 10.
So it looks like Eaton's trying to open things up a little bit. They've been doing a short little 5-yard routes. Now it looks like they're trying to get a little bit deeper. They're going to the next level, about 10-yard routes. A little bit deeper, 10, 15 yards. Okay, they made the play call. Getting lined up. Three receivers to the right. Single back. Snaps a little low, but he picks it up. Throws that pattern. And it's going to be really close. I think he's got a first down. If he spots it there. They're signifying first down. So they're right at the 20-yard line. And they're keeping Tip City on their heels. They're ready to call a play. Kind of bobbled the snap. Oh, boy. Must have had Drews in the ball. Bobbled the snap, and then he pulled the ball up to pass it. Flew out of his hand. I guess I've got to call a timeout. Okay, we got like a second, and it looks like about 17 or 18 yards. There's about a minute 28 seconds left in the first quarter here. I'm sure they're going to talk to the center. They'll get that snap up just a little bit higher. Down around his knees. And the quarterback, you want it right there in your chest so you don't have to be keep your eyes up. You get the ball right up there and you get it in your passing pocket and pull it back and make a quick decision and get rid of it. When you get down around your knees, your eyes off your receivers and you get that extra half second in the second to get back upright again and find where everybody's at. So that the snap from the center of the quarterback is critical. Okay, got the ready for play. No backs in the backfield. He rolls to his left. Looking downfield. Nice catch. Back to about a 10-yard pickup there, I would say.
The game is about third and five. Ball's at the 15-yard line.
We got about 5 yards to go for first down. I'm sure this is four down territory here unless we got a field goal kicker. He looks left, or looks to his right, rather. The receiver on a quick slant gets the ball all the way down to about the 1 yard line. So after running the out patterns, they come to inside slant and connect on that and get the ball down to the one. We'll see if they tighten up the formation or stay at the spread. Got two receivers left, receiver right, give it to the running back in the backfield, and he has it.
Touchdown, Eaton.
Get a nice push off the line.
1 yard run.
And gets in the end zone there. To make the extra point here, it'll be 21-7. I know the referee held on the gloves. The holder gave his receiving gloves to the referee who's holding on to him for him. That's an unusual move. That's a very generous referee. And it's good. 21-7.
105 remaining in the first quarter.
And the receiver gets his gloves back.
Nice job, Junior.
Something tells me in the regular season he's not going to do that. Okay, a little over a minute left.
I don't know why.
The receiving team's all set up. Waiting for Eaton.
Wait till second half. You got to kick off.
I don't know whoever.
Yeah, I saw it with the guy in the end.
I don't know who it was. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We do it next week. Somebody's going to be running a bunch.
I'm not thinking that four will be there.
No, he just, coach said, he just asked for four seasons. That's all.
There's a kick. He angles it off to the right. He's going to let it go out of bounds.
Ball goes out of bounds. We have penalty.
That's something I noticed about on the Eaton kicking game. Instead of going down the middle, they've been kicking the ball, angling it either to the left or to the right.
Tippecanoe has a first and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
Come on now, D. Come on, kid.
Okay.
Lay the wood.
Tip offense is set. Got two backs in the backfield. Split right, slot right. And we got a whistle. Not too sure what that was all about. But the side, far sideline came over and talked to the referee in the backfield about something. Now we're ready for play.
Okay.
The snapper, he's dropping back the pass, rolling to his right, sets and throws. And if he
pass is complete,
barely got that in there. Ran out pattern to the right. Enough for a first down.
First down for the Red Devils.
I barely got that in front of the receivers. Diving catch. And from my angle, I couldn't tell for sure if he caught the ball or not. I think we slipped left this time. Double wing, single back. Find the quarterback. Oh, we had a little motion. It looked like the right side of the tipsy line jumped. So penalties are starting to hurt them a little bit.
5-yard penalty makes it first and 15.
Remember the last drive had penalties, and then they had the sack. And they're a first and 15. So they're back in the hole again. Again, he's rolling to his right to pass. Barely gets it off. I think he just chucked that out of bounds to avoid the sack. But, yeah, good pressure by Eaton. They gave the quarterback very much time to sit up and look at all. I think he's digging a little bit of grass out of his face mask there. So that was just a throw to prevent the sack that time.
Second and 15.
Waiting for Tip City to break the huddle. Looks like they're going to be wide to the right this time. Slot right.
Go split!
Okay, coming back to pass. Getting pressure. Out of the pocket. Throws. Size complete. They're going to be short of a first down. He's maybe just a little past the original line of scrimmage. All right, 21-7. I can take a little break here.
The quarter will be the reserve team playing. It's going to be a 10-minute quarter. And we can eradicate it completely.
Oh, All right. Chip's back out on the field. Get a four-man front. Look at like a 4-2 defense. There's a snap. Hand off to the running back. Cuts to his left. Off tackle. Turns it upfield. Oh, we got a flag. From the spot of it, I'm going to guess a hold.
Initial indication of holding against Eaton.
So it's the second driver that had a penalty. Be the third penalty of the game for him. And it should be 10 yards from the spot, as I recall. So it's going to be second and, boy, about 20-some yards from the looks of it. About 25. So we got the work for this first down. They've been throwing the short possession type passes. We'll see if they air it out. Three to the right. Three receivers, that is, to the right. No backs. He rolls right. Throws back against the grain. Two receivers open. Touchdown. Very nice. Good arm strength on that. He rolls to his right. Looks back to the left. Throws against the grain. He had two receivers there. Could have got to either one of them. Both of them had their man beat. Line up for the extra point. Okay, I got the ready for play. There's a snap. And it's good. Coach Eaton up 14-7.
It's good. We're 4:39 left in the first quarter. For the 14, Tippecanoe new 7.
Excuse me. Not mowing the lawn today, so kicked up a lot of dust, a lot of pollen. So if I cough or sneeze, that's the reason why. Yeah, both teams coming up on the sidelines. And the kickoff receiving teams getting set up.
Two people that I didn't announce or introduce before the game that are very vital to our athletic program are trainer for the high school, Lori Oda. She does an outstanding job. She and her crew of help out mainly the football game, but serve all the athletes. And our team doctor, Dr. Jill Bosworth. We thank him very much for their help and their assistance.
There's a kick. This time it kicks over to the left. Fielded right around the 16, 17 yard line. We're going to sit up on the 30. Okay, Tip breaks the huddle. They're set up in double wing, split left. You got a back cover to the right. And they stopped. They had a good read. Hey, the running back cut to the inside. He's trying to sweep around the end and pull it up. And maybe lost a yard on that. About 4 minutes left in the quarter.
Come on, kid. Come on, kid.
So you have two backs in the backfield. Movement in the backfield.
Flag on the play. The legal procedure.
Fullback forgot the count, so it's going to cost them 5. So it's going to put them about second, about 16. Looked like it was going to be a running play. Now we'll have to wait and see. Change minds since they got Laura. long yardage. Here we split left. Double wing.
5 yard penalty maker. Second to 16.
Motion left. Now you're not flags again.
Flag
I couldn't
play.
Tell.
Two way of game.
Oh boy. Yeah, they're really hurting. The delay of game. Going to make it, second?
21.
Yep, second 21, as this announcer just said. So, might have a chance to see what kind of arm this quarterback has for Tip City. It's going to be hard to run for all that. Split left. Double wing. Motion left. He's rolling to his right. He's going to get sacked. Nice job by Eaton defense. That put him back about the 9 yard line, just inside
third,
the 10.
A whole bunch.
It's third and forever. See if he just plays it safe, calls a run and play, and punts the ball away. It's been hard to pass for all that. Eaton's going to be sitting back waiting for a pass. So we'll see what he does. Split left. Slot left. And he gives. Gets back line of scrimmage. So this will be the first punt.
Very little game. So he's again fourth and a whole bunch.
A little bit of discussion out there in the field. Not too sure what's going on. All right, it's like Tip City calls a timeout. Maybe they want to make sure they have the right personnel out there. Again, since this is a scrimmage, it's probably not going to be returned. The player blew the ball dead as soon as it's touched.
If you haven't picked up your schedules, they are some available in the...
And generally, you're not allowed to rush the kicker.
Pick a box.
That's usually another rule they'll have in scrimmages.
Pocket schedules.
Both teams have a fair number of players.
Are available
hard to count numbers, but I'm sure probably both squads got to be around 40, 50 kids anyhow, just from taking a quick glance. I'm sure we'll see the JVs later on. All right, looks like they're getting set back up. Both teams line up. Just got to get them ready for play. There it is.
Keep it up, Daniel.
And there's a snap. And a kick. And about midfield, it's caught. Maybe about a 35, 40-yard kick.
The Eagles will take over first and 10 at the 43-yard line of Tippecanoe.
So they begin this possession inside of Tippecanoe territory. Both teams are getting organized. So Eaton's going to have a single running back. Two split to the right, two to the left. All right, those are ready for play. We have motion to the left. Sets up, pumps.
Come on!
Oh.
Get there, man!
Incomplete pass. Looks like the running back was coming out of that backfield there. Out there in the flats and just looked like he had it in his hands, just couldn't hang on to it. That's something I noticed this scrimmage, very few dropped balls. They got pretty good receivers on the Eaton side. Here's the snap. Looks to his right, pumps in the middle. Could have been pass interference, but there's no call. Looks like the defender got there a little bit early, but no call on that. So yeah, made contact receiver.
A little early.
As he was in the air.
It's preseason.
Caden's set back up. It's third and about 10.
Go, 5-5.
We got a roll to the left. Nice, quick release for first down. Got about 12 yards out of that. Just enough for a first down. Receiver knew where to go on that pass play to get the first down. Sometimes a young receiver won't know where the first down marker is.
Cut that out
a little short, but that was good for about a 12-yard gain. Fresh set of downs, about the 31-yard line. Single back. There's a snap. He's looking. Throws in the middle. A little bit behind the receiver.
Incompletion. It's a second and 10.
So it looks like Eaton's trying to open things up a little bit. They've been doing their short little 5-yard routes. Now it looks like they're trying to get a little bit deeper. They're going to the next level, about 10-yard routes. A little bit deeper, 10, 15 yards. Could have made the play call. Getting lined up. Three receivers to the right. Single back. Snaps a little low, but he picks it up. Throws in that pattern. And it's going to be really close. I think he's got a first down. If he spots it there. They're signifying first down. So they're right at the 20-yard line. And they're keeping Tip City on their heels. They're ready to call a play. Kind of bobbled the snap. Oh, boy. Must have had Drews in the ball. Bobbled the snap, and then he pulled the ball up to pass it. Flew out of his hand. I guess got a call a timeout. So we got like a second and looks like about 17 or 18 yards. There's about a minute 28 seconds left in the first quarter here. Sure, they're going to talk to center. They'll get that snap up just a little bit higher. Down around his knees. And the quarterback, you want it right there in your chest so you don't have to be keep your eyes up. You get the ball right up there and you get it in your passing pocket and pull it back and make a quick decision and get rid of it. When you get down around your knees, your eyes off your receivers and you got that extra half second a second to get back upright again and find where everybody's at. So that the snap from the center of the quarterback's critical. Okay, got the ready for play. No backs in the backfield. He rolls to his left. Looking downfield. Nice catch. Back to about a 10-yard pickup there, I would say.
The game was about third and 5. Ball's at the 15-yard line.
We got about 5 yards to go for first down. I'm sure this is 4-down territory here unless we've got a field goal kicker. He looks left, looks to his right rather. Got a receiver on a quick slant. Gets the ball all the way down to about the 1-yard line. So after running the out patterns, they come to inside slant and connect on that and get the ball down on the one. We'll see if they tighten up the formation or stay with the spread. Got two receivers left. Receiver right. Give it to the running back in the backfield. And he has it.
Touchdown, Eaton.
Get a nice push off the line.
1 yard run.
And gets into the end zone there. To make the extra point here, it'll be 21-7. Right now, the referee held on the gloves. The holder gave his receiving gloves to the the referee is holding on to him for him. That's an unusual move. That's a very generous referee. And it's good.
Kick is
21-7.
105 remaining in the first quarter.
And the receiver gets his gloves back.
Nice job, Junior.
Something tells me in the regular season he's not going to do that. Okay, a little over a minute left.
I don't know why.
The receiving team's all set up. Waiting for Eaton.
Wait till second half. You got to kick off.
I don't know whoever.
Yeah, I saw with the guy in the end.
I don't know who it was, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We do it next week. Somebody's going to run out of the bunch.
I'm not thinking that four will be there.
No, he just, Coach said he just asked for four seniors. That's all.
There's a kick. He angles it off to the right. He's going to let it go out of bounds.
Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be a penalty.
But that's all I noticed about on the Eaton kicking game. Instead of going down the middle, they've been kicking the ball, angling it either to the left or to the right.
Tippecanoe has a first and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
Come on now, D. Come on, kid.
Okay.
Lay the wood.
Tip offense is set. Got two backs in the backfield. Split right, slot right. And we got a whistle. Not too sure what that was all about. But the far sideline came over and talked to the referee in the backfield about something. Now we're ready for play.
Okay.
Snap, if he's dropping back the pass, rolling to his right, sets and throws. And if he
pass is complete.
Barely got that in there. Ran an out pattern to the right. Enough for a first down.
First down for the Red Devils.
I barely got that in front of the receivers. Diving catch. And from my angle, I couldn't tell for sure if he caught the ball or not. I think we slipped left this time. Double wing, single back. Find the quarterback. Oh, we had
right
hand in motion. Looked like the right side of the tipsy line jumped. So penalties are starting to hurt them a little bit.
5-yard penalty. Makes it first and 15.
Remember the last drive had penalties, and then they had the sack. And they're a first and 15. So they're back in the hole again. Again, he's rolling to his right to pass. Barely gets it off. I think he just chucked that out of bounds to avoid the sack. But, good pressure by Eaton. They gave the quarterback very much time to sit up and look at all. I think he's digging a little bit of grass out of his face mask there. So that was just a throw to prevent the sack that time.
Second and 15.
Waiting for Tip City to break the huddle. Looks like they're going to be wide to the right this time. Slot right.
Don't sweat!
Okay, coming back to pass. Getting pressure. Out of the pocket. Throws. Nice complete. They're going to be short of a first down. He's maybe just a little past the original line of scrimmage. All right, 21-7. I can take a little break here.
The quarter will be the reserve team playing. It's going to be a 10-minute quarter.